Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's share a word of prayer. Why won't you just speak in the Holy Spirit for a bit? Bible says that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Lift up your voice and pray in the Spirit a bit. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Ask God to speak to you. Ask God to bless you. In the name of Jesus, Makata Labo Shebedebedi Akata Satire. Zegedeni Niko Seketele Menino Kofarado Shebedebedi Abba. Zebedi Abba Baba Sokotolo Bobo 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 Ziatala Baba 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 Dea. Zebedi Ada Da 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 Oh, Zeketele Memenino Cosetele Memesi Varado Shedere Menino Cosevenini Macabaya Baba Baba Bazi Baba Malama Masocotolo Mocobaya Baba Baba Zita Baba 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 Zicataya Baba Baba Leperia Baba 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 Socotolo Bobo Socotolo Bobo Ziatala Baba. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Tell him, I will not be silent, oh God. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. Oh, as long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Not be silent, I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, oh God. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Father in heaven, we thank you tonight. Thank you for making today possible for us, bringing us into your presence. Thank you for the gift of life. Bible says that blessed is the man that you choose to approach your throne. And we are blessed tonight that we are in your presence. We pray, committing our service into your hands. Father, have your way in our midst tonight. May our lives be imparted. Holy Spirit, take control tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Right, I bring you greetings from Pastor, and we thank God for tonight, and we thank God for the privilege and opportunity to be in church and to listen to the Word of God. It's always a privilege. Amen. And the month of April has been our month of Easter, where we are talking about the cross, the resurrection power, and all that. And I want to share a message with you tonight briefly. And the title is The Benefits of the Resurrection. Hallelujah. The Benefits of the Resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17 to 20. The Benefits of the Resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17 to 20. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless and you are still guilty of your sins. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ are lost. And if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are more to be pitied than anyone in this world. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have lived. You know, our faith is not useless. We are not guilty of our sins. We are not lost. We are not to be pitied. Why? Because Christ, you know, has risen. He didn't remain in the grave. The scripture says that if Christ has not been raised, then our faith is useless and you are still guilty of your sin. And tonight I'm saying that our faith is not a useless faith. We are not guilty of our sins. Then he continued to say that in this case, all who died believing Christ are lost. All who died believing Christ, ladies and gentlemen, they are not lost. And he says, our hope in Christ is only for this life. We are more to be pitied than anyone in this world. But we thank God that as Jesus died, he did not remain in the grave. He came out of the grave. And our faith is not useless. We are not guilty of our sins. We are not lost and we are not to be pitied because Christ is risen. John chapter 14, verse 19. I'm reading from the NLT. John 14, verse 19. Soon the world will no longer see me. This is Jesus talking to the disciples, I believe. But you will see me. Since I live, you will also live. Hallelujah. So Jesus was explaining to the disciples that very soon I'm going to die. And the world will not see me. But you will see me. You will see me. How many of you believe that you are going to see God one day? I mean, that is the hope of our Christian life. That when all is said and done, we are going to see Jesus one day. I want to see Jesus. And I have some one or two questions to ask Jesus. Yeah. That Jesus, you know, this thing, how come it didn't work this way? It will be very nice. He says, soon you will see me. Since I live, you will also live with me. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Mind you, we are looking at the benefit of the resurrection. Hebrews chapter 14, verse 19. Sorry, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. We read John chapter 14, verse 19. Hebrews 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. Jesus liveth forever to intercede on our behalf. And ladies and gentlemen, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of our Christian faith. When we are talking about Christianity, if we want to pick where our foundation is basically about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christianity does not stand because of good morals or beautiful teachings alone. It stands because Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. Hallelujah. So let's understand that Christianity does not only stand because, you know, there are good morals, good teachings, and all that. But the basic or the foundation of Christianity is that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. So if Christ had remained in the grave, our faith would have been empty. Our preaching would have been useless and our hope would have been meaningless. But he didn't remain in the grave. The resurrection gave us access to the things that we have and the things that we are experiencing in the Christendom. So then, what are the benefits, or what are some of the benefits that we can, you know, look at so far as the resurrections of Christ is concerned? Jesus is not in the grave. And so far as he's not in the grave, what does it benefit me? What does it benefit you? And that is what we're going to look at tonight. Number one, the resurrection gives us hope. That is one benefit that we enjoy, or we are enjoying so far as the resurrection of Jesus is concerned. It gives hope. The resurrection of Jesus gives us hope. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The Bible says that, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." He has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So one important benefit that we enjoy as Christians because of the resurrection of Christ is because we have hope. What is hope? Hope is the confidence or the expectation that tomorrow can be better. That is hope. So when you say that you have hope, you just have a certain confidence. You just have a certain expectation that tomorrow can be better. And Jesus, when he died and he came out of the grave, we have a certain hope that our tomorrows can be better. Hallelujah. Yes, when Jesus rose from the dead, he proved that no situation is beyond God's power. That our tomorrow can be better. So the resurrection gave us a certain hope that whatever we are doing, whatever we are trying to achieve in this life, it may not look good today, but let us have a certain hope. Let us walk in this Christian faith with a certain expectation that tomorrow is going to be better. Hallelujah. Through the resurrection of Christ, you can have hope for your family, that your family is going to be better. Through the resurrection of Christ, you can have hope that your business is going to work. You can have hope that you are going to marry. You can have hope that you are going to have children. You are not going to be barren. You can have hope that your ministry is going to work. You can have hope that your future is bright because of the resurrection of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this world is a very funny place to be. And sometimes we face certain challenges in life. And if you don't have this hope in you, you may end up giving up. The reason why you go through certain challenges and you don't kill yourself or you don't go and commit suicide is because there is a certain hope that Christ has shed in your heart. Hallelujah. Yes, there are things that you've gone through. If maybe somebody who doesn't have Christ, who doesn't believe in the resurrection power, should go through the same thing, the person will commit suicide. I'm telling you the fact. But we have a certain hope that even though things may look funny today, but there is hope that tomorrow is going to be better. Hallelujah. He said that he has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So there are people who go through things, they are not able to survive the thing because they are not enjoying the resurrection power. And I'm saying that, don't take it for granted. One of the things that keep us is that resurrection power. Like, you have hope. You have hope for tomorrow. Even though today may look so bad, things are not working,
But there is hope. There is hope. There is hope. The way some people can just become sad when they don't have certain things. You or me, we don't have those things, but we are happy. And they may be wondering that, how come you are happy? It's because God has given us a certain hope through the resurrection. Hallelujah. Yes. You don't have a lot of money in your bank account, but you look so happy. There's hope. Amen. Yes. You don't have a place to sleep. Your rent is due next month. But you are working and there is a certain hope in you that so far as you live, God is going to make a way. And that is the essence of the resurrection. That we have a certain hope to live. We have a certain hope to believe that, whatever I am going through today, my tomorrow will be better. Whatever I'm going through today, my future will be better. Because he lives, my story will not be over. Hallelujah. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. Oh, jeez. All fear is gone. And I know. Yes, I know. He holds the future. It's where the living. Because he lives. Let's sing it again. Because he lives. Because he lives. That is the hope that we have. I can face tomorrow. Oh, because he lives. All fear is gone. All fear is gone. Oh, and I know. Yes, I know. He holds a future. Life is worth living worth because he lives. Hallelujah. Because he lives. Don't take the song off the screen. I can face tomorrow. You can face tomorrow because he lives. That is the hope I'm talking about. That you have a certain hope in you. Even though today may look so dark. Today may look so funny. But there is something in you that is telling you that, tomorrow is going to be better. There's something in you that is telling you that even though I don't have this breakthrough, I'm going to have it tomorrow. There's something that is telling you that even though I'm not seeing this thing in my life, I know that my tomorrow is going to be better. That is the hope you are talking about. And I'm saying that hope, if you are in Christ, you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, it's a benefit that you are enjoying. There are people who cannot talk this way. There are people who cannot talk this way. They cannot say that because he lives, I can face tomorrow. They feel like, if I don't have this today, that's it. I'll die. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And he says that because he lives, all fear is gone. Sometimes you don't even know. It's like the tomorrow that is coming, how will I survive? What will I eat? How will I go to work? How will I pay the hospital bill? Hallelujah. I have been in that situation before. It's like, God, what will happen tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow? But by the time tomorrow comes, you see that God will make a way. Hallelujah. That is the hope that we have. Because he lives. He said, all fear is gone. He said, and now I know he holds the future. That is somebody who is, having a certain mind that I have hope. God has set that hope in my heart. And life is worth the living. Do you know that people get to a point and they say that, this life is not worth it. Amen. oh, this life is not worth it. They will go and look for something to drink and die. But you get to that point and you know that there is hope. You get to that point and you feel like, no, this is my situation. There's hope in it. And God is going to come through for me. Hallelujah. So it's a benefit that we are enjoying. It's a benefit that we have a certain hope because Christ lives. We have a certain hope because of the resurrection. Amen. Benefit number two. We have hope. We are not hopeless. We are not hopeless. We are not hopeless. God is going to come through for us. That is our belief. We believe it. We believe it. Number two. The resurrection gives us access to grace and mercy. The resurrection of Christ gives us access to grace and mercy. It's a benefit that we are enjoying. Grace and mercy. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest, and who is our high priest? Jesus Christ. He says that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all point tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Then look at the verse 6. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. And it's one of the benefits that we are enjoying because of the resurrection of Christ. We have access to grace and mercy. Once upon a time, it was not like that. It was for you to be able to enter into the presence of the Lord. It's not as easy as these days. It was reserved for particular people. For you to be able to enter into the Holy of Holies. But today, because Christ Jesus went to the cross, and he did not remain on the cross, he went to the grave. He didn't remain in the grave. He resurrected. You and I have access to grace and mercy. So we can come boldly into the presence of God, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in times of need. Jesus is alive and he's seated at the right hand of God and he's interceding for us. Jesus is not absent from our pain. No. He feels our pain. Hallelujah. He sees, he knows, and he speaks with us. Because he lives, or because of the resurrection, we have mercy. Mercy is available. Mercy is available. Yeah, mercy is available. We enjoy the mercies of God because of the resurrection. That's why sometimes people will say that it's like you cannot do this if you go to the shrine, but why can you do it in the church? It's not that God cannot strike or do whatever, but mercy is available. Hallelujah. Yeah. The grace of God is available. Forgiveness is available. So when you sin, in 1 John chapter 1 verse 9, Bible says that if you confess your sins unto God, he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you for all righteousness. Because of the resurrection, help is available to you and I. Hallelujah. He is alive and is actively working on our behalf. And I'm saying that one of the benefits of the resurrection is that mercy and grace is available. We have access to mercy and we have access to grace. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23 to 23. Verse 22 to 23. Lamentations chapter 3:22 to 23. Bible says that it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We are not destroyed because of God's mercy. We are not consumed because of God's mercy. So, it's a benefit that we are enjoying. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Because his compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And today we can approach God without fear or condemnation. Look at Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. By whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the benefits that we enjoy because of the resurrection is that we have access to grace and mercy. Amen. So don't be condemned. Don't feel too bad. Don't feel too bad. This week somebody called me and the person says, "Oh, Pastor, you know what? I don't think God likes me. I'm too bad." Yeah, this is somebody I'm trying to let him come back to church. Because he used to be in church. Not in this church, sorry. He used to be a Christian. Then along the line, doesn't go to church again. He's doing all kinds of things. So I've been following up on him. And now, as I was talking to him in the week, I said, "Pastor, do you know something? I know you are trying for me, Pa. I know that you want me to come back, but I'm too bad. I'm too bad. I don't think God can accept me." And I said, "Oh, there's no sin that God cannot forgive." I was telling him, he said, "Pastor, you don't understand. You don't understand. What if God can accept me? No, God now, when he sees me, he will say that, you see, don't come. You be somewhere. Don't come closer to me." That's what he was telling me. But I was explaining to him that when you come to God and you receive him as your Lord and personal Savior, you are going to enjoy that benefit. You are going to have access to his grace and to his mercy. And there's no sin that God cannot forgive you. Just come to him. And I was telling him that that is one thing that Satan is trying to take him away forever. Because Satan will let you feel like, "Chale, you are the baddest. Eh? Bad, the baddest. You are the baddest." So instead of you to come to God and say, "God, I'm sorry," he would rather take you away. And you feel like, "I'm too dirty. I cannot come to God." But let us understand that one of the benefits that we enjoy because of the resurrection is that we have access to the grace of God and we have access to the mercy of God. Is it not wonderful? Yeah. Too wonderful. Too wonderful. And I want you to get this and get it well. That God, he loves you. No matter what it is, come to God. Don't run away from God. Don't say, "I am too bad." Don't say that this thing that I've done, God doesn't like me. No, God, he likes you. And he will change your life. Hallelujah. Amen. A pastor friend of mine was telling me that he was in a church. And one day when he went to church, the senior pastor called him in front of the church. And the senior pastor says that from today, he's not part of the church. Okay. Then he told the church that even God, the senior pastor said, as he was praying, God revealed to him that God himself has rejected the guy. Yes. Yes. He was in church on Sunday, but then he was not a pastor. He was just a serious Christian helping. And I don't know, there was a misunderstanding between him and the senior pastor. And I think the senior pastor really want to be saved. The senior pastor wanted that when you wake up, come and polish my shoe. We have a nice senior pastor. Like, but this I should go and polish bishop's shoe. I should carry bishop on my neck and bring him to church and bow and all that. That is what the senior pastor wanted. And when that guy was not doing, he called him in front of the church. And he said, this guy, God, he said, I was praying and God revealed to me that I have rejected him. Yes. And the guy said he left church. So he left church. So one day, I was on Facebook and he sent me messenger. Because I thought I did my national service and he was my student at Afenya Technical School. So he sent me a message, sir, can we talk? Because he knows that I was a pastor. And I said, why not? So I sent my number to him and he called me. He was crying. He said, I can't go to church again. My pastor says that God has rejected me. Then he said, sir, what do you think? Can I do something so that God can bring me back again? So I have to direct him. I told him, God cannot reject you. What have you done? He said, no. The man said that he saw in a vision that God has rejected me. He said, God cannot reject you. Guided him. Told him that you have access to grace. You have access to the mercies of God. Whatever you have done, God has forgiven you. Even what at all have you done that God has rejected you? Led him small along the line. You know, this is somebody who has a call of God. Along the line, he says he wants to go to Bible school. We look for a Bible school that he went to. Along the line, he started a church. Recently, he had a retreat in Afenya, somewhere there. And I went there. He gathered over 15 young people for a retreat. And he was preaching the word. Then when I went, he was telling the people that when someone told him that God has rejected him, I was then, I told that God didn't reject him. And by the grace of God, he's pastoring a church today. Hallelujah. So let's understand, please. God, you see, understand that you have access to grace and mercy. Some people think that the grace and mercy is just for a particular group of people. All of us, if you are born again, if you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, that mercy is available. Even if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, the mercy of God is available for you and the grace of God is available for you. We have access to grace and you have access to mercy. Hallelujah. And it's a benefit. Amen. I said it's a benefit. So in case one day, if someone call you and say that God has rejected you, tell the person that, you know what, I have access to grace, I have access to mercy. What at all that you have done that God will reject you like that? And God says that, don't, you see, God says that don't go to any church. Oh, it's like you say grace and mercy. Yeah, they are new every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithful, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never will come to an end. Oh, they are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. We have access to grace and we have access to mercy. And pastors, we have to be careful what we tell people. Because one day we will face judgment. We have to be careful. Telling somebody that God has rejected him. Because he didn't worship you. And you are not afraid. And he's one of the wild pastors around. God has rejected him. And he told him clearly that any church that you are going, like, God has rejected you. So you don't go to church. Like, we have to be careful what we tell people. Hallelujah. Because Jesus bought us with his precious blood. He died on the cross and he sacrificed his blood for us. For all of us. And the price that he paid on the cross is a very wild one. So whatever we are telling our church members, leaders, we have to be careful. We should not just throw people away. The message of God and the grace of God is a benefit of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Number three, the resurrection gives us a secure future. As we are here, your future is secured, and my future is secured. John chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus gave us an assurance of our future. And it's a benefit of the resurrection. That if you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, your future is secured. The resurrection is a proof that eternity is real and death is not the end of the believer. And when I'm talking about that future, I'm talking about life after this earth. It's secured. It's a sure banker. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. So as you are here, strive. Do your best. Do your best that you can in the house of God. Cherish your salvation so that you will go and enjoy the mansion that Jesus said that he has prepared for us. If here on earth you don't build a mansion, encourage yourself that when you die, you have a mansion in heaven. Hallelujah. Yes. Our future is secure. And I'm saying that the resurrection is the proof that eternity is real and death is not the end of the believer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 14. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So if a believer dies, it is belief that there is a good place that we are going. We will rise again and be at a very better place. So as we are here, our case is not a hopeless situation. It's not a hopeless situation. Let's protect our salvation. Let's hold on to our salvation. Because Jesus says that in his Father's house are many mansions. It's not just any biara household. Proper house that God has prepared for us. And that is our future. It's secured. Hallelujah. Our confidence is not only for these earthly blessings, but for eternal life. Because he lives, heaven is certain. Because he lives, death is defeated. Hallelujah. So, if you die in Christ, understand that your case is not hopeless. Amen. It's not hopeless. You are going to a better place. A place where there will not be doom so. Yeah. This day is not easy for us. Yeah. We are going to a better place where there's no doom so. Amen. You are going to a better place where if your shop is by the roadside, they will not take it away. Elsie, we are so sorry. Okay. They've taken your shop away. It's not easy. We share in your pains. But I want to encourage you tonight that you go to a better place. That place, if you have a shop by the roadside, Brother Chi will come and buy water in the shop. Pastor Joe will come, will buy water and all that. And nobody will come and break it. That is if it exists there. Hallelujah. It's a better place. Let's hold on to faith. And let's believe. Hallelujah. We are going to a better place. So have that in mind. Amen. Have that in mind. Have that in mind. Have that in mind. Have that in mind. When you leave this earth, it's not the end. God has secured our future. And I'm saying that this future is very secure though. It's not like something that, you know, an investment. You know, some people can tell you that this investment is very secure. And by the time you put your money inside, phew, the thing is gone. But this one is a secured one. That Jesus has prepared a place for us. Jesus has prepared a place for us. You are saying in your head that, Pastor James, why? Do you want us to die now? Or do you want to die now? I mean, why are you afraid to die? I mean, I'm not afraid to die, honestly. I'm not afraid to die. I have a better place in view. And let's hold on to that faith. That when all is said and done, when you live on this earth for 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, 120, 150, through like 200. You want to be here 200? Maybe you want to be here. Whatever age you are believing God for, if all is said and done, our future is secured. Hallelujah. Then the last one that I want to talk about, the benefits of the resurrection, is that the resurrection gives us a new identity. A new identity. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans chapter 6, verse 17 to 18. Thank God, once you were slave to sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey these teachings we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteousness. Living. Hallelujah. The resurrection has given us a new identity. Hallelujah. You are no longer a slave. You are a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. That is the new identity that you and I have in God. We are no more slaves. We've been born again into a family. And God has changed our identity. It's a benefit that we are enjoying. And on Sunday, I was saying that it's not that you are not coming to perfect the thing. No. The old identity is dead. And you have a new identity. And these are some of the benefits that we are enjoying so far as the resurrection is concerned. What is the number one that you have here? There. The benefit of the resurrection. Number one, you have hope. There is hope, isn't it? Our case is not useless. So we have a certain hope, and that hope is keeping us. Number two, access to grace and mercy. Access to grace and mercy. You can easily come to God any day, anytime. Anytime. Yes. There are places that when you are going, you don't just enter. Hey, you don't just enter. I know a place around my mother's hometown. I won't mention the place for you so that you will know that. You don't just enter places. So if you don't know, you can enter into the wrong house, and when you enter, they will catch you. You can enter into the wrong house with your slippers, and when you enter into the wrong house with your slippers, they will catch you. Yes. But we have access to grace and to mercy. And Bible says that we should come boldly. Hallelujah. Then number three, we have a secured future. Our futures are secured. Anyone who died in God know that you have a secure future. The situation is not a hopeless one, because a person is going to a better place. Hallelujah. Then the last one is that we have a new identity in Christ. Hallelujah. Why won't you put your hands together for Jesus? So ladies and gentlemen, these are some of the benefits that we enjoy as Christians so far as the resurrection is concerned. I want us to be on our feet and pray and thank God for the resurrection. Just thank God that, Father, I'm grateful through the resurrection. Thank you that I have hope. I have hope. Thank you that I have access to grace and mercy. Thank you that my future is secured. And thank you that I have a new identity in you. Lift up your voice and thank God in the name of Jesus. Zeberia barabo shanta ya baba 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 reata sata ya baba. Lebre yanderebo sokotolomo ko sata la baba 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 baba. Rekata yanderebo sokotolomo ko sata ya baba baba baba. Rekata yandala baba 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 baba. Zekada la baba baba sokotolo baba baba baba. Roko sata la baba 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 baba. Zekata ya baba baba reya. Leba la baba baba sokotolomo ko sata ya baba baba. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.